Off the ball. This is News Talk.
Welcome back to Thursday's Off the Ball. So we're going to talk League of Ireland. Dan is with us in studio. And Kenny Shields, the Derry City manager, is on the line. Evening, Kenny.
Good evening. How are you?
Good to be back home at the Brandywell.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it was great. It was great to get back. And it's been a long time. Seems like a long time, you know, when you're counting up the days and the weeks and the months. So it was good to get back, to be honest. It's more natural. You've got a fair level playing field now.
And what a way to return as well. A 5-0 home win against Limerick, which was, you couldn't have asked for a better response to what happened against Shamrock Rovers on Friday night when you lost 6-1.
Well, I think both results were unfair. I don't think either Rovers shouldn't have won 6-1 and we shouldn't have won 5-0, because Limerick were closer to us than that. It was just, that's what football does. You get chances and you take them, and then you get two or three goals in a short period of time. The exact same happened to us on Friday night at Shamrock Rovers. Obviously, there was question marks over our defending, but we want to play as much as we can, and the players are learning all the time from it, so they're getting better, and hopefully we get better with them.
Every club has a strong connection to their home ground, and you've been around the block, you've managed many teams, but with Derry City, do you sense with the Brandywell there's a stronger emotional connection to that stadium, particularly now in recent years, and last night naming one of the stands after Mark Farran and what happened as well with Ryan McBride, that for the players, for everybody with the club, they need to be back in that stadium to get the best out of everyone?
That's a relevant point. It's a very emotional city, especially after, you know, what's happened in recent years with, I don't need to go there, but you know what I mean. And it means everybody is knitting closer together, and there's a siege mentality about the city now. And it's, with not having a home has been a major inconvenience to the progress that we've tried to make. But make it we will. We're determined, and we're pleased last night to get 3 points. So, you know, we've played 4 away games out of our 5, and we're in the middle of the table, so we're not too bad, but we want to get better, obviously.
I mean, Kenny, did you feel, I mean, a pressure going into that game last night over and beyond what you might for a normal game? Because I know it was a very good crowd. Everyone wanted the big night back at the Brandywell, so that must have brought its own pressure with it for that particular fixture.
Very much so. There was a lot of pressure. Personally, I felt a lot of pressure because of, you know, there was so much hype about the game and going back into the new stadium again. And if you ally that to the expectations of the people, you know, if you have a fanfare atmosphere and then the team doesn't turn up, it's an awful lot of responsibility on myself and my staff and the players, obviously. But from my perspective, the manager is the one that, you know, whose door it always lands at. And I felt it. I felt it. I definitely did. But we've got it out of the way now, and it's done and dusted and it's away, and we can prepare for the next game. Obviously, every game you want to win, but especially that one was quite significant.
You've had so many emotional games over the past year, and it's coming up next week on the 1 year anniversary of Ryan McBride's death. How have you got that balance, and how much work have you had to do as a manager and a coach? And obviously the players, they want to go out there and they want to play for Ryan McBride, and you want to let them have that, but also you need to go out and you need to almost take at times the emotional side out of it. How do you get that balance right?
It's a difficult job, but you know, it's one that I relish, because you know, when you work to try and bring something to the city and to develop players, and there's so many modules within what you do and what you want to achieve. And you're right, there's been a lot of adversity within my period here. And, you know, most people have that at some stage, especially football managers. And there's it brings a heavy load with it. And
I think over the period of time, we've done exceptionally well to qualify for Europe in the 2 years that I've been here. And the staff have been magnificent. You know, everybody has rallied together. And all we want to do is get better at what we do. And I always try personally to strive to get better myself and to help players get better. And that's what we're about. And if we've got a product that's entertaining, then it makes it all the more enjoyable. Because I always say how you won is so important. And I must say, Shamrock Rovers, when they beat us on Friday night, they were excellent. And I take my hat off to them because they played with flair. They played with good qualities. And that's what the league is starting to produce now. And hopefully myself and my coaches have made a huge contribution to how the game's been played now. And I've seen a massive improvement in the League of Ireland in the 2 years now than from when I started.
Dundalk probably did everybody a good favour by beating Cork to ensure that Cork didn't have a similar start to the season as they had to last year when they really ran away with it. You finished third last season. You're ambitious. You're looking above. You're looking at Dundalk and Cork. Was it realistic at the start of the season to start thinking that you can challenge those two?
I think realistically that's outside our remit. You know, if you look at Cork, Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians and teams like that, they're going to be up there. And Waterford have done very well in the market, and it's going to be, there's so many obstacles for a club from Northern Ireland to play in the League of Ireland. Before, you know, they had advantages before, and now we've got huge disadvantages, and it's very difficult to keep pace with what Dundalk and Cork and Rovers are going to bring to the table. And that's been difficult to stay with them, but we will try. We will try to get as close to them as we possibly can. And over the period, our players will be getting, the young players will be getting better every year. As long as we don't lose them, we'll be able to maybe compete a little bit better with them over the years. But you know, you got to see what they've brought to the table. You know, Dundalk and Cork have been brilliant, and now Shamrock Rovers are joining that posse. And we have gone a little bit behind, but over the season, I'm really confident we can get a trophy or get into Europe again and try to build from there as well.
Kenny, I mean, is it demoralising to keep losing players at the end of a season, such as Aaron Barry, you know, Barry McNamee and so on? Or is there a part of it that, I mean, it energises you as well, that you get to work with some younger players? You've brought in the two Hale brothers this year, for example. You have a range of young players, Owen Toll, a range of young players who, I mean, you've got two games called off next week because of the call-ups, because you have that many of them. But at the same time, is it difficult to withstand the setback of losing senior pros as well?
It is difficult. We've got 7 under 21 current internationals, which is testament to what we're working with and what we're trying to create at the club. But you have, you know, none of the other teams seem to be doing it to the extreme that we are, and I don't know why that is. You know, it's just unfortunate. I think the attraction for young players to come today is probably because I'm here, because of my record in youth development and player development. But more importantly, it's probably because they see it as a stepping stone to get to England or Scotland. They don't see that with the other clubs as much, you know. And we've got, if you look at James McLean and Daniel Lafferty and Niall McGinn and the case history of our club, for a small parish like Derry, in comparison to Dublin and Cork, you know, it's fantastic what they've turned out over the years, Derry City. So that's appealing to a young 19-year-old who's coming back from England to try and get across, like Aaron McInniff or people like that there, or Rory Hale. So they see it as a good appeal for them. Whereas the other clubs, they go and they bring in, you know, ready-made. You know, if you look at Stephen Kenny, every season he's bringing in ready-made. They never would bring in a youth player from another club that he thinks, well, he could develop that player. And everybody's got their own skill set, and Stephen's
can bring in players who are ready to go and challenge for the top trophy. It's just a different psyche and a different philosophy for each club.
Has the uncertainty over Brexit had much of an impact on Derry and the value of sterling and the uncertainty around the border? Has that impacted on the club over the last 18 months?
Massive impact. There's a few things which maybe hasn't common knowledge, but I didn't know about either. The 20% VAT that we have to pay and the rest of the league doesn't. And we can't get players now from down south, practically. One maybe we have now, because they get their tax back. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, the best years. Yeah, the best years.
There's some ruling in that there that I'm not totally familiar with the full what it actually is, but they can get 20% back when they retire from football. But if they play in the north for us, then they can't avail of that. So there's so many things that's less appealing for a 25-year-old. Look, I'm at the Coleraine match tonight, and there's five Derry players in the pitch, and they're top of the league. They're in the quarterfinals of the Cup here tonight. And they've got five, six Derry players in their team. Because they're 24, 25, 23. They've got maybe a wife and a child and a mortgage, and getting a wage in the north and having a job as well. We can't compete with that. So that's a big disadvantage, being next door to the northwest. It's not a criticism or a complaint. It's just a fact, and it's a big burden for us when we see five or six Derry lads who would be really good for us. And it's happening down below our age groups as well. They're coming to clubs like Coleraine, and the northwest have got maybe 16 to 20 players up in this region playing in the Irish League. And really good players. Philip Lowry, Stephen Lowry, Rory Harkin, playing for Cliftonville, Linfield, Corian of half a dozen, Limavady, or Ballymena United have got players from this area. Crusaders have got Mike McChrystal. You know, all the good Derry players is up there playing at that in the Irish League, and we can't get near them.
We might talk to you about that again a bit more in depth, because it's probably something that isn't usually covered.
It's difficult. There's a few hurdles we have to try and get over, but
yeah,
we produce a good product, I think, anyway.
Just before we let you go, Kenny, and you've been very good at your time. Next Monday is the first anniversary of Ryan McBride's death. Have you a plan as a squad as to what you're going to do?
We'll probably go to the chapel in the evening and pay our respects again and see. To the family, I'm very close with the foundation, and there's a lot of good work that they're doing there, and I'm very close with the family and Lexi and Maria, who's Brian's girlfriend. I'm very close with her, and I'm very close with Garth, and you know that the family circle there is, they're nice people and modest people as well. Very humble people.
Yeah. Kenny, thanks a lot for taking the call.
All right, thank you. Thanks, mate.
Kenny Shields there, who is off watching another game, but took a few minutes out to chat to us. We haven't really spoken about that before, the difficulties that Derry do face. I knew they obviously faced some difficulties with the drop in the value of sterling.
Mm.
But even the players getting the 20% back at the end of their career.
That is an issue. Now, I know that there would be people involved with other clubs in the Northwest region, and maybe Finn Harps in places, and they would point out that Derry also, they do benefit from there's some exceptional work done in that area of the community in terms of coaching, and they get a lot of players from across from Donegal and that area that have done quite well for them. So, I mean, they're not, you know, they're not put on completely, but certainly it has been an issue when it's come to competing with you know, the other top three, you know, the top four clubs in terms of high-end League of Ireland players, because ultimately they're losing players at the end of every season for a reason. And it's one thing, someone like Dundalk, for example, in Cork City, losing players to the Championship, but the problem with Derry is that they're losing players to Dundalk and Cork.
Yeah.
And that's happened consistently every year, and this year just gone with Barry McNamee, who I mentioned, Dean Jarvis also went to Dundalk too. Going back before that, you've got people like Patrick McElhenney, going to Dundalk. Michael Duffy is playing for Dundalk at the moment. He's from Derry. So they certainly haven't been hugely competitive in terms of pay, and they've difficulties they face. Now, I mean, they've done okay from Europe, and they are quite reliant on support from someone who's, you know, Philip O'Doherty is a very important figure pumping money into the club. So they face challenges. But I guess they also, in fairness to them, they played out of their home ground for a year.
Yeah.
And getting back to Brandywell now, hopefully getting crowds back that hadn't maybe even been there in recent seasons, it might just galvanise the club, allow them to be more competitive, qualify for Europe again, and then maybe they can keep their better players and overcome some of the hurdles they face.
We spent a bit more time than we'd intended to with Kenny there. We wanted to talk about Cork against Dundalk. Maybe we'll leave that till the football show. We'll have a chat about it for a few minutes then.
Yeah.
Because there was games last night as well. It's been an interesting couple of weeks in the League of Ireland. Still scoreless between Manchester United and Sevilla. 10 minutes gone in the second half. Sevilla had a brilliant chance just a couple of moments ago when the player sent clear through and goal. Control let him down, and the United defence managed to get back and clear the ball. But that's the sort of tightrope that they're on at the moment, Manchester United. So scoreless on the night, scoreless on aggregate. Quick break, we'll run you through all the rest of the scores, and then we have the football show coming up.
Off the ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.